Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Hiranyaka is meant for the protection. Prabhupada explained, a demon, I am born in a demon's family. And these demigods, they are so exalted. So I am so unfortunate. Servants like Bhishma, Vidura, Parikshit, they are all servants of the Lord in this particular type of mellow, sub-mellow. Then finally there are the Anugadasas, who are constantly with the Lord and follow the Lord. Anuga means one who follows the Lord. They constantly follow the Lord and they're with Him all the time and they serve Him very nicely. And especially in Vrindavan you find, anyone knows the names of the servants of Krishna in Vrindavan? Chitraka, Raktaka, Patraka, Patri. These are some of the servants. So Rupa Goswami classifies the various categories of servants of the Lord like this. So the demigods are one category of these. So they are not ordinary beings. They have been specially appointed to such exalted positions in the universal administration by Krishna Himself. That is what the word adhikrita means, authorized or appointed. As since they have been personally appointed by the Lord, offense to the demigods implies offense to the Lord. Of course, when we first become devotees, we are in the phase of demigod bashing, isn't it? We say, you know, because we want to strengthen our faith that it is Krishna and not the demigods who are supreme. So we sometimes overreach and sometimes we may criticize the demigods in ways that are not good. In fact, in the Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami says that one of the offenses is to offend the demigods. We should be very respectful to the demigods, understanding that they are also great devotees. They have been personally appointed to such exalted positions by the Lord Himself. One sannyasi was one time giving a class about the Govardhan Leela, and naturally when you speak about the Govardhan Leela, you don't speak about Indra in a very good light. But look at them, and they're standing there in great fear. Please have mercy upon them. My Lord, You appear in this fearsome form for Your own pleasure, Atma Sukhaya. There are many reasons why the Lord appears in this world. We know the popularly known reasons. He comes to save the devotees, Paritranaya Sadhunam. He comes to destroy the miscreants, Vinashaya Cha Dushkritam. He comes to establish the principles of religion, Dharma Sansthapanarthaya. And here is another interesting reason why the Lord comes in different forms. Atma Sukhaya, for His own pleasure. Who can question the Lord for what pleases Him and what doesn't please Him? He is also an individual who has likes and dislikes. He has desires. He has His own pleasure. And He is perfect in the search for His own unending pleasure. So out of His own pleasure, He performs so many pastimes, so many activities. So the reason is to study the Srimad Bhagavatam. But nevertheless, He was not a devotee. He had not taken shelter of the devotees, and therefore He didn't really understand the true purport of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And one time, Srivas Thakur happened to pass by the place where Devananda Pandit was discoursing on the Srimad Bhagavatam. He sat there, and he was so absorbed in the narration of the Srimad Bhagavatam that he developed ecstatic symptoms. And those ecstatic symptoms became visible and he began to cry and so on. And the students of Devananda Pandit considered this a disturbance and they physically asked Srivas Pandit. And because of that, Mahaprabhu was extremely displeased with him. Soon after this incident, Mahaprabhu was passing by Devananda Pandit's house, and he spoke out very loudly. And he said that there are some people who dare to read Srimad Bhagavatam even though they are not devotees. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the exclusive prerogative of the surrendered devotees, the Sharanagata Bhaktas. Others can never understand what the Srimad Bhagavatam is all about. The book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat are not different. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also, he actually severely rebuked Devananda Pandit for his offense. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur has mentioned how Mahaprabhu at one time was speaking about this point, and he said that for anyone who has committed an offense against devotees, he should drink in nectar through the same mouth through which he has drunk poison. When one drinks in poison, then the antidote for that is to take nectar through the same mouth. Then the nectar destroys the poison and then makes the body immortal. Similarly, if one has offended devotees with this mouth, then with the same mouth one must glorify those devotees. And then one becomes absolved of those offenses. So Mahaprabhu was speaking like this, and then he passed by. Now it so happened that by some great fortune, Vakreshwar Pandit happened to come and stay with Devananda Pandit. And Devananda Pandit rendered a lot of menial service to Vakreshwar Pandit. Vakreshwar Pandit was a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is best known, of course, for his dancing. In Kavi Karnapur's famous book, The Gaura Ganodesha Deepika, it is mentioned that he is Aniruddha of the Chaturviha, the four-handed form of the Lord. And also the gopi Shashi Rekha has entered into him. So he is an eternal associate of the Lord. And Kavi Karnapur also mentions one time there were crowds milling around him, and Devananda Pandit went there and actually guarded Vakreshwar Pandit. With his open arms, he prevented people from coming too close to Vakreshwar Pandit. So because of such service rendered to the Lord's eternal associate, he actually developed faith in the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I beg your pardon, explains that even though he was such a great scholar of the Bhagavatam, he had so many good qualities, but he had no faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But now that he served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotee, Vakreshwar Pandit, he attained Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Mahaprabhu accepted him as his own and said that actually you committed such a grave offense against Srivas Thakur, but because you served Vakreshwar Pandit, therefore you are absolved of this offense. Vakreshwar Pandit is the very energy of the Lord, and anyone who serves him or even speaks one good word about him will attain Krishna. Krishna resides always in the heart of Vakreshwar Pandit, and in fact Krishna dances just so that Vakreshwar Pandit can dance. So today you have attained perfection because you have served Vakreshwar Pandit. So such are the glories of Vakreshwar Pandit. He had a famous disciple. Anyone knows his name? Vakreshwar Pandit's famous disciple, Gopal Guru Goswami, who was himself, he was many, many wonderful stories and pastimes about Gopal Guru Goswami. And Gopal Guru Goswami's son, disciple was Dhyanachandra Goswami. And actually, it is they who inherited the Radha Kanta Mutt. It was Gopal Guru Goswami God, which is now called Gambhira, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would stay, Kashi Mishra's house. So the Radha Kanta deities that are there were actually Gopal Guru Goswami's deities, which he handed down to Dhyanachandra. And the worship continues down to this day. So Gopal Guru Goswami was Vakreshwar Pandit's disciple. So Vakreshwar Pandit's disappearance day today, the Shukla Shashti, or the sixth day of the waxing moon in the month of Ashad. So this is a few words about Vakreshwar Pandit. What a lesson for all of us that as devotees, we can always remain in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. That yes, we are devotees, but we have so many disqualifications, and nevertheless, it is only the mercy of the Lord and the devotees upon us that is saving us and keeping us fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. Hare Krishna.